All right, BBS has dialed in to us. Is BBS present, Donan or Dirk?
I don't think they're listening.
They're probably on the BBS radio now. Welcome everybody at BBS radio. Listening to channel number 2, I guess. We had more people join in. Welcome everybody, and if you want to do so, please say your name and location.
Hey, this is Ray from Nevada.
Good evening, Ray. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Mac from Utah.
Hello, Mac. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Phil, New Orleans.
Welcome to the call, Phil.
Thank you.
Hi, cuz.
Welcome, everybody, to the question and answer call. If you want to do so, please say your name and location.
Donna, Great Falls, Montana.
Good evening, Donna. Thanks for being here.
I guess somebody's still building their house when they call in.
It's snowing here.
Oh, no. Don't say that.
It is. It's been snowing all day. I've been out in for hours.
Is that in Great Falls, Montana?
Yes, it is.
I like Montana.
It's falling, and it's going to be icy out there tonight.
Donna, do you have a big backyard?
Well, I live in an apartment, but I've got a play yard behind my house.
All right, we have some more calls come in, and welcome everybody. Please say your name and location.
This is Donna from Kingman.
Hello, Donna. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
I'll say the same thing about Donna's that I said about Nancy's, except I won't say it.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the question and answer call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Who loves Terry? Hey, Terry, I love you.
Love you, Terry.
Who doesn't love Terry? To know her
is there somebody
elected
from Missouri? I need to mute a few lines. We have a...
I think an ET is trying to talk to us.
Good evening. Welcome to the question and answer call. Please say your name and location.
I'm from Florida.
Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Hi, this is Virginia.
I heard Joe, and welcome to the call, Joe. And who's it from, Virginia?
Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. Welcome to the call.
Thanks.
And some more people are checking in. Welcome to the question and answer call, everybody. And please say your name and location.
It's Chris in Memphis.
Chris from Memphis. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, what's up?
Yes, Ron in Mexico.
Hey, Ron. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
All right. Thank you so much for all the stuff you're doing for us, man.
Thank you. I'm here.
Chris, are you still in love?
Yeah, I think so.
it's one of those kind of relationships. That's okay. You know, relationships are the best way to work things out. But they don't always work out the way you want, but
yeah.
Welcome to the person who just called in.
Hi, it's Chris.
Please say name and location. Hi, Chris. How you doing?
Good. How are you? Hi.
Good. Thank you.
I want to say hi to Gabriel on the East Coast. Thanks. Okay, another person called in.
Lisa, baby.
She's going to do your job for you, Hyde.
Good evening, Lisa. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Hyde. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Really?
Lisa's not another person. Another
yes, this is Kirk. I just called in from Vermont.
Hi, Kirk. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
Are any of you guys listening for the first time?
I think this is the first time.
I know we had Lisa call in early, and she's calling in for the first time, yes.
Yes, I'm a first-time caller. I've listened to the recording.
Hi, Lisa.
Right, same here. I've listened to the recordings my first time calling in live.
Are you the one from Vermont?
Yes.
Okay.
Claire in New Jersey.
Good evening, Claire, and welcome to the call.
Thanks.
We're going to start with
the name and location.
Jeez.
Well, welcome everybody. Edwin, it's 6:06. What do you think?
We're about to start right now. You know what? I printed up the questions for tonight, and now I'm looking for the question. Now,
you will find.
Okay. All right. Am I good and loud tonight?
You're good and
loud.
I'm not loud.
It's doable.
It's doable. All right. Welcome to all of you that are coming in. We are about to get muted. Second.
Muted.
And now we want to, you want to stop the dings?
Guys?
Thank you.
Yes, I just did.
Jerry, are you there?
I'm there.
Okay.
I'm here.
All right. Just one moment, please. My printer's thing. I'm getting my questions. We have really good questions tonight.
And then get the recorder going, Rin.
You started the recorder.
You want me to?
Yeah, go ahead.
We're going to count down. 3, 2, 1.
This conference is being recorded.
Welcome, everybody. In Sedona, with Jerry Brown in Sedona, and hello to Daphne, if she's on. And this is our call where you guys send questions, and we ask our sources the answers, and occasionally, if I happen to know an answer, I might give my shot at it after talking to them for 10 years. A lot of times people ask the same question. And in fact, tonight I got two questions that were the same. So it's always interesting. And if you're listening for the first time, or I think you've been listening to the replays, you know, we're presenting here like a new way of understanding the universe that I don't believe has ever been presented in its totality by anyone else, as far as I know. And I don't think I'm smarter than other people. I just ended up in a circumstance where I became convinced that in general, it was accurate. And all of you who are listening also have to be convinced
not because I think so, but because it's got to fit together. And I do get many emails from people that are telling me how this puts a lot of missing pieces together. Like, who is God? How does God work? Who are all these messianic people that have come forth that have made huge contributions and religions have formed around them? Who is the negative? Why is the negative? How does the negative interface with this realm? How can we learn to identify it? Very, very, very important, because it will trick you. It will scare you, and it will grab your energy, and it's hard to know it until you're kind of stuck in the middle of it sometimes. It's okay to listen to anything and use your discernment. But one of the things I have learned is that everything is not, it has an energy attached to it. So when you pay attention to anything, you're also entraining yourself to the energy of what you're paying attention to. So that can often, how would I say it, keep you contracted, even though the words sound good. That's how tricky this realm is. Well, one of the things that we're getting, and we've been saying this for a long time, is that we are in a dimensional shift. And we are in this time right now, approaching December 21st, where there's a galactic configuration. And there's going to be more energy hitting our planet. And I would guess that it's already happening. In many ways, it's here right now. And some of you are tuning into it. Some of you have learned how to tune into that energy by being on our calls. And some of you are wanting to tune into it. And I hope you get the guidance from what we're doing. It's really a good idea to read our materials, to read the Creator God book, to read the Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, because these are both not normal books. Both books have at least half full, of communications from our sources, and they say, as you study us, we study you, or they say that their energies are in between the words. So it's not just the information. And many people have had this experience, and I had it when I was first studying David Wilcox channelings, that as I would read the channelings, I would feel my energy shift. And I kept wondering what that was. And eventually, I came to believe that that was actually the Ra group making connection. And when you listen to these calls, you know, when you want to connect with these sources, it's not like it's something separate from you. It's suddenly, this is the experience that I have and a lot of other people have. It's like the sense of who you are expands, and you feel connected in ways that you didn't before. And as the sense of you expands during the call, that's an indication that you're making connection, because they're on the other side of the expansion. And the way they describe it and the way I've come to understand it is there's a oneness in the universe, and that they are us and we are them, except they're far more expanded than we are. And in this realm, most people lose the connection, and they can lose it for many, 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 many lifetimes. So it's my hope and goal that on these calls, that many of you will have that chance to make the connection. And it's a really valuable thing. One thing that happens is you start being more functional. You start having more synchronicities. You start feeling better. And I think, I don't have this experience, but I think when you die, if you really have a strong connection, that connection carries over to after you're out of this realm, and it gives you more options and choices on the other side. We are here on this edge of a huge transformation, and they keep saying, through Terry, through Daphne, that this is a critical period between now and December 21st. And I'm going to do some things. Keep paying attention. I'm going to do some things to try to accelerate the work we're doing into the world by a quantum leap. And I'm going to need your help. So pay attention, and if it resonates, keep probably next week I'm going to do something. And if it resonates, you'll have to do your part. And it'll be really easy. You'll see what it is when we get to it. And on that note, we have some great questions tonight. I'm not going to talk too much longer because the energies are together. You guys are helping that tremendously. And Terry, are you there?
I'm there.
All right. We do this little thing called calling in of the light. And if you haven't been on our Sunday call, please do, because the Sunday, if you want to make the connection with the energies, the Sunday call is the best. We focus on that. And these calls, the energy is always present in the calls, but the call is conducted to help our conscious, logical minds know things that can help us. And our Sunday call is directed towards connecting with the energies. And many people have emailed me. This is the only reason I know this works, is because they're having experiences on the call. So, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now, and we just let our sources give an introduction through Terry.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are delighted to be with you this October 4th, 2012. And we greet each and every person who wish to make contact. And we are there. We are not even coming over the telephone line or over the radio. We are just straight there in your space to the degree that you wish us in your space. You have questions.
Yeah, a good question from Ron in Mexico. How does Source blend with groups, two or more, gathered on the internet, and how does that compare to the telephone or in a congregation of humans in physical form?
Thank you. Two or more are gathered, then I am also there refers to when they are gathered in the Christ consciousness aspect. When we are available to each and every one of you and are with you, then if you wish it, then we are able to share space with you or to be in the outer place of your space as you wish it. And so when we are all gathered and the people on the telephone line are gathered, we can discount the telephone line, we can discount the radio, we can discount the computers, because we are together, we are one energy, and there is a place from which we are all one, which as then vibrations enter, then the vibrations which one focuses on is what one is experiencing. So it appears like we are all different because we are having different experiences depending upon what we are focused on. But at all times, at the base of it all, we are one. And in fact, if you go a step back further, we are manifesting in the universe, and we are not of the universe. We are beyond the universe. We are awarenesses, and there is beyond that place, a place where it is all quiet, and we are one in that place. We hope that answers or sheds more light on this.
Thank you. Just as an addendum to that question, is it easier to connect in one situation or another? In other words, if there's a congregation of humans in a room, does that make an easier connection, or does it matter?
It depends upon where the individual is at, what vibrations they're putting out. As if two people are in a room and one person is very angry and one person is very happy, they are putting out different focuses. They are putting out different emotions, and so they are not connecting at the same level. If two people are in the room and they're both angry, and they are even angry at the same thing, then there would be more of a connection. When people are at the same frequency, vibrating at the same tone, we talk of musical tones here, with the chakras vibrating at different tones, like the foundation chakra vibrates with the note of C, so that if somebody is very grounded, really knows what it's like to put a home together, to make a home, is organized, does his finances really well, and another person is similar, then they are vibrating at a similar frequency, and they will have a lot in common together, and they will be able to feel like comrades, and they will be able to get along. If someone is vibrating very strongly at the foundation chakra in the note of C and has all these attributes which go with it, like the ability to handle finances, to be organized and to be grounded and to make a home. And then somebody comes in that is missing the note of C in their foundation chakra, then maybe they come into the family as a child, but they will not, they will feel like they don't fit in because they will be resonating at a different frequency than the family. So there will be a divergence between just the vibrations of these individuals and the person that is not vibrating at the ground, at the grounding frequency, may find themselves spun off and not even know why, but it will be because the resonances were different. And the person that was not resonating at the fundamental grounding frequency might not even realize that some point before they came in, perhaps, or at some point, they had decided to not get involved with family and home. And so their decision then becomes what sets their vibrations. So then, being of a different vibration, they tend to get what they had wanted, what they had set for themselves. Does that make sense?
I think so. I mean, what you're saying is that it depends on the group and their ability to affiliate their energies. All things being equal, I mean, I know when we started doing our calls, our Sunday calls were not nearly as powerful as they are now. And I see the only thing that's shifted is the number of people have tuned into the frequency and are holding it. So they're holding it for the group as well. Is that accurate?
Yes, it is. So it becomes a consensus reality. And as a consensus reality, there is more supporting vibration at the same frequency, and it becomes more of a say.
Thank you. We have a question here from Ray in Henderson, Nevada. And, you know, we've learned that the gods of Egypt were, by and large, negative. They came in after the incident with David Wilcock or Edgar Casey, or the past life of both, bringing in the Ra group 10,000 years ago. And so how about the gods, the Greek gods and goddesses? Are they of that same ilk?
Thank you. The Greek gods had some of the vibrations in our appended or connected with some of the areas of Greece. And they were beings, energy beings that came in, and they inhabited certain areas based upon past times in the area, and they exercised control over certain of the people depending upon their particular godhood. And one of them is Zeus, and he inhabits a certain location as a grounding area, Mount Olympus, and he is very possessive of that location, and so stories have missed, have arisen. They do have energy beings that are acting as those gods in the area, and they are supported by the energy of the people as the people give them credence.
Did people learn about them because of channeling? How did they manifest so that people knew they existed?
Zeus on Mount Olympus, when an individual can approaches the mountain, and then begins to bring thunder and lightning into the area. And as they weigh, then Zeus does not direct the thunderbolts, and then is left in peace. So there are certain manifestations that have then collected stories based upon what the individual is experiencing when they are in a certain area. There are gods of the sea, and to some degree, they are giving credence by the beliefs of the people, but there are entities that serve that purpose also.
How about the Oracle of Delphi? Was the Oracle of Delphi an interface for these gods?
Yes.
So they would speak to people through her?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Next question.
Now, there are different levels of gods, and the Oracle of Delphi had different levels of gods that could speak through her.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And we have a question here from Eric, who was asking about chemtrails. And he wanted to put chemtrails in the light. And just, I wanted to ask the question, if enough people ask, could our sources disable the negative effects of chemtrails?
Chemtrails have been allowed to expand wide and far, and in many areas of the world, worldwide, and they have such a grounding, and there has been no unified action to stop them, and they have been denied as being done. So it is as they continue to be done, if the effects of them were negated, then they would continue to have to be negated day by day by day. And they are having an adverse effect upon the soil, and there are some consequences that are even unexpected or not planned upon, that were not considered in spraying chemtrails. And again, they are denying chemtrails, that they are even spraying chemtrails. It is unfortunate for the earth. It is hard to turn around the effects of the chemtrails when the cause is within the decisions of groups and are continually being done without much of an outcry. One time in Los Angeles, there was a newspaper article about the number of people getting sick in a certain location near Los Angeles from chemtrails. And there was such an outcry in the paper that the chemtrails stopped for a month or so. When it is brought up on a program by George Norrie, then the chemtrails tend to stop for 1, 2, or 3 days. But then people forget, and then they continue. We realize that not everyone forgets and that there is outrage against them. It is part of a larger scale plan that is covert and we, as an answer to your question, if we were to stop the effects, then they would merely reoccur and reoccur over and over again everywhere that they are spraying. And so if they are to be stopped without permanent damage, then they need to, there needs to be some kind of a written display or some groups that can simply observe and say what's happening and make it available to people to know.
Thank you. A very good question here from Anna in Burbank, and it relates to writer Wong. And she has been reading our materials, and she's trying to explain something that she thought was written in the materials. And I'm not sure if she has this correct, but it seems to me that according to the Elohim, there is no right or wrong, and that after death, everyone goes to the same place. Do torturers and murderers go to the same place as good people? I hope not. The world is such an unjust place. My only hope is that when we die, we go to a just and peaceful place. I believe that there is right and there is wrong, as there is pain and there is joy. Have I misunderstood this? I hope so.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. People do not all go to the same place. And the individuals write their own ticket. There are very unpleasant places that many of these people have written for themselves. And the places are not the same in all of the disgusting, distasteful places are not the same. One writes their own ticket with their own vibration. It is very hard to be a murderer and to then move. It is impossible to move into an area of the higher realm where one is then open to communication. It depends also upon the reasons for a murder, and we do not call all of those people murderers, but because there are some reasons that would not be unjust if someone was defending themselves. So, but if someone is murderous in their heart, then they will end up with others that are murderous, that others are devious, that others are undercover, and that others are not upfront. They will end up having to deal with that because of their frequency and where they end up, and these people will have to work it through and come to terms with how it is to be affected in such an area by others that are in the same zone.
I have noticed that sometimes someone will have a reading and they are having overwhelming blockages inside them. And it's come up that they had done something in the past that was creating huge shame, huge guilt. And it was necessary for them to forgive themselves, even if they didn't know what it was. And the forgiveness would allow them the freedom to release the past. And sometimes they need to do incredible good works to balance the past. For example, when I was getting dream readings, it said, through your dedication to love, serve, and care, the negative will go away. Because at that time, when I first met Daphne, I was very oppressed inside myself, and I couldn't figure out how to get out of it. So when Anna is saying that everyone goes to the same place, it seems to me that people who have done huge negative self-serving actions, murder, whatever, are left with huge shame and guilt, and they probably go through many lifetimes before they can extricate themselves from that. Am I fairly on the mark in what I'm saying?
Yes, you are. As one is in that vibration, they attract others to them that are in that same vibration. They attract circumstances to them so that are in that vibration, and therefore they are unable to survive in the higher realms, which are full of love.
Thank you. Uh-oh. I think I just dropped out.
You're fine.
You hear me?
Yes.
All right. Now, the next question is, we do know that service to self, this is my question, added to that one. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. We do know that service to self can go fairly high. Is there a place that you can go high enough in service to self that you can do actions without consequences?
When one is totally dedicated to some service to self cause, one can go fairly high with it, and like into the fourth density. However, when they get up into the sixth density, they will no longer be able to be in that density. They cannot go higher. And it is questionable about the fifth. They begin to have great trouble in the fifth density. Some of the people that are expressing total negativity can realize the effect and realize that they won't be able to keep it up and realize the detriments of it to their own soul and to their own growth and to their own life, and then can change around.
Thank you. I'm probably a little lower because my other phone did ding out. Now I'm getting smart enough to have two phones, so it doesn't create an obstacle. Thank you, Anna, for that question. And we have two people that have asked about meat and killing animals. Alex and Chris Krause. Chris didn't get the certificate. Alex said, should we kill other living creatures for food? And Chris asks, does eating meat lower your vibrational frequency?
Is it healthy for humans to eat meat at all? Thank you.
Thank you. There are lower vibrations that can come into the body from eating meat, and it also depends on how that animal has lived and how that animal, they were killed in a torturous way, or they were cooped up in a very unpleasant way for a very unpleasant life. The vibrations of that food and of that meat will carry that unpleasant vibration and that pain and that fear, and then that will enter into the person that has eaten that meat. Some of the individuals are able to survive with less meat or no meat. Some individuals, depending on their genetic makeup, do better with some meat. It is a custom within the human race to, in many countries, to have meat as a staple. And whether this harmlessly affects an individual or not has something to do with how the person believes about it. Ideally, an individual in eating a lighter diet with not as many heavy meats will have a higher vibration, and those are comments.
Thank you. And I'm back on my good mic. All right. We have a question here from, this is our headline question today, Abimbola, who is Nigerian, but he lives in Chicago. And in Nigeria, and this is in some other countries as well, there is a whole tradition of casting spells on people, voodoo dolls, controlling people through negative intentions or controlling intentions. And that is true in Nigeria. And he is in the situation where his dad and mom immigrated to the USA 30 years ago. And my dad was attacked, he believes, by his family, specifically his sister, in Nigeria for years. He's had it rough with problems with his career, his business, and his health. And if not for his faith in God, he wouldn't be here. Me and my siblings are pretty much successful and have a lot going for us. My evil auntie, as I call her, has been so stubborn and persistent that she has now given up on my dad and wants to attack me and my siblings, specifically to hurt my dad. She has been doing voodoo to take away what is good in our lives. Now, let me say, this is Abimbola's perception. I'm not saying this is true. We'll let our sources comment on this. This, I assume, is due to jealousy. It's been revealed to my family over the years through church prophets. My question is, I believe that we have power over our own lives through faith, prayer, meditation, and intention, especially when we pray together. But how does one protect, shield ourselves from others who want to do us harm spiritually? Is voodoo something
that can be thwarted through prayer and intention. And I'll add on that, tell me how. And of course, we know there's lots of people that we've connected with that don't use the word voodoo. They use the word negative greetings. They use the word psychic attacks. They use the word curses. Could you give us some insight? If somebody is feeling that under the heaviness of that, what can they do? Thank you.
Thank you. As we look at your question, we look at the energies and we look at your family and we look at your auntie and we look at the country, and we do see that in the country this is one of the means of getting energy, of getting control, of getting a feeling that one is getting the upper hand, is getting control over someone that they feel has done something that was not in their control, that they did not wish to happen, and they did not wish your parents to come to leave the country. They wished for the tradition to be carried on there, and this is a sense of attempting in a failed way to get energy and to not give up the idea that they want them back there. Were they to all go back, then this would probably lift. Were you to go back and they to go back, then it would probably lift and there would be a reunion, and they would say, okay, now we can give up the voodoo, and now we have what we want, more family again, and we can give and take and get your energy, and we are in control. We see that, and we see the heaviness of the vibration in the connection, the voodoo connection. It is an attempt to gain control, to get revenge, to underneath it, there is a deep sadness of a breakup of a family where they felt that the tradition should simply go on within the country and that they should have the family all together there in the country. And if you take a look at that, you may note that it begins to lighten a little bit, and there's little spaces of light among the little spaces of heavy control, and we see that they are continually putting that out, and as we look at that, then they are having trouble maintaining it. However, it is very heavy, and we just for an instant there saw it getting a little lighter, so we work on it a little more, and then we take a look at those people, how they could find satisfaction from something else in their lives to replace the loss of the ones that have left. And we leave it there and hope that you've gotten some clues from what we have said.
Thank you. If anyone is finding themselves in this situation where someone is attacking them or putting spells on them, what can they do if they don't have the luxury of being on this call and able to have you work with them? Can they petition silently for this?
They can do what we just did to sense the source, sense the heaviness, sense the control, and to catch the vibration of it and to go to the source of it and see the reasons for it, the jealousy as he has seen, and the need of the person at the other end for something that they are missing. and the irritation of the person at the other end. And they can work with the energy to go past what is happening, go past the energy, the voodoo energy, go past it. As it is almost a hypnotic thing, but to get past it, and we see that these people can put themselves into a state, a hypnotic state, which is hard to break through because they are being carried by the hypnosis. And it is prevalent within the country.
Thank you. Last question. Edna is having dreams about huge catastrophic tsunami waves that take over a community. And she sees the waves coming in and swallowing the whole area. And she sees herself always with people, and she's calm, waiting for the wave to take her and for the event to be over. And other people are panicking, and she's holding hands with other people to provide them support for the last moment. And the question is, are these flashbacks of past lives? Are these potential trajectories that are coming in her dreams for this lifetime?
Thank you. These situations have happened within the area before. There is a memory within the area in which you're living of huge tsunamis coming ashore. The we look further at this, we see some of that is from the memory of the area of the past in we at this point would recommend the writing down of her dreams, seeing how vivid they are, how colored they are, how much they hang with her. As in the future, there is potential in that area for another tsunami, although the time frame is unknown at this time. It has not yet been solidified as to possible time, and there are potential for other changes in outcome. And that is all we have to say about it for right now. However, keep track of your dreams and see how they progress or don't, and that is our comment for right now.
Thank you. You know what? It's 6:57. We are out of time. We have to keep a tight ship because we're on BBS now. I want to suggest to you, if you asked a question and I didn't ask it, please feel free to ask it again. And the best way to submit your questions is about an hour before at questions@intelligent-infinity.com because I'm really busy, and people submit questions at other email addresses, and I don't have time. I make some attempt at forwarding them the questions, because before this call I do a search, and that's how I pick the questions. And if you're not at that email address, there's a good chance you'll get missed. So on that note, blessings to you all. Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Sources. Thank you, BBS. And we'll see you, I hope, you. And what I keep saying is our most important call, our Sunday grid healing.
Unmuted.
And everyone's unmuted, so we can hear you.
Bye, guys.
Hey,
bye, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Love you all.
Bye.
Love you, everybody.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.